So I want to try a meditation with you tonight before we chant, and then we'll chant again. So let yourself settle and take a few minutes and find your breath. Really feel yourself in the room, feel the shakti in the room. There's a lot of shakti in the room tonight. Breathing in, just feel your own presence, feel your breath. Feel the shakti that's here, let the shakti hold you. And I want you to play with the notion of identifying with thought and stepping back and identifying with that witness consciousness, Shiva consciousness, Jesus consciousness, Devi consciousness, the self, whatever word or image works for you. But I want you to make yourself think about something. Think about your to-do list for tomorrow. Just think about it. And let your mind become very engaged. So really experience identification with thought. You know, whatever it is, think about a complaint. Think about whatever has been bothering you lately. But really think about it. And get really involved with it. Spend a little time just really involved with thought and thinking and narrative and story and lists and complaints and all that stuff. And feel how that feels. Feel the way that the stream of your mind and the stream of consciousness and awareness. Just sort of feel how that happens inside of you when you are identified with your thoughts. And then draw back, see if you can draw back into the witness. Literally withdraw awareness from identification with thought and let it draw back and dissolve into that witness. That witness. Consciousness that should interest in the divine eye, the third eye of Shiva. So Charabhukam is all about. And just see how that feels. How that feels in the body. How that feels in the entire mind-body system. And play with that dance. Shift back and forth. Shift into identifying with thought. And then shift back into watching. Watching those thoughts. That's enough. Don't think of witness consciousness as this great, lofty, impossible to attain ideal. Just step back and watch the thoughts like they're moving. Just like, oh my, look at that thought I'm having. Wow. That's amazing. Can't believe I was thinking about that. Wow. That's the portal into the witness. Doesn't need to be any fancier or more sublime than that. But the stepping back and beholding, as opposed to being all caught up in the minutiae of the narrative. So we'll sit with this for a few minutes, and then we'll chant the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. If you are too deep to chant, that's fine, stay where you are. But the chanting will help glide you deeper, and of course if you would like to chant, please do.